Broadcasting from the banks of the scenic New River.
Bluegrass Radio from the Ridge.
AM 990 WNRV, Narrows Parisburg.
And today is going to be a very special show. I got company. We got people in the house. Oh, yes, we do. There's Leslie Meadows here.
Hi.
Good afternoon. And we got Zane Martin.
Hello.
And LB Day is with us.
Greetings.
LB Day is with Habitat for Humanity, right?
Yes.
What do they do?
We build homes for low-income housing.
Okay.
We take care of families.
Well, since I work at the radio station, I qualify for low-income housing.
Excellent.
You know, if I had a good job, you know, I probably wouldn't. Well, just saying.
Absolutely. Like I say, it's we're definitely working with to accept applications in the future for future families to hopefully take on this house we're trying to build here in Giles County.
You say you're building a house.
Yes. And these two students here, Leslie and Zane, they worked here at the Giles County Technology Center. They helped draft the design for this house.
What did they have a contest? The best design wins?
No, we work together.
Whoever gets an A gets to build the house?
That would be cool. But yeah, we work together on it, and Building Trades is actually building it right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's building it?
The Building Trades. They're from, like, we're the drafting department in the Tech Center. And then they have Building Trades in
Tech Center. Yeah, Giles Tech Center. They're building a house.
Yes.
I hope they don't build it too big because it's kind of hard to get out of the building, you know. It's like building a canoe in the, you know, in the basement, and then you forget you can't get it through the door.
It's about 40.
But you guys are the design experts, so you know that that's not going to happen.
Oh, no. That'd be way too big.
Yeah.
Why isn't it why wouldn't that happen?
They're building it outside. Oh. It's a duplex, and they're moving one, and then, like, they're moving one side, and they're going to set it, and then they're going to move the other side and set it.
Oh, you got all the answers. That's cool. But it's also a modular concept, and they actually do the work in the classroom, like build walls and I think put in outlets and stuff like that.
Yeah, about 80% of this house will be built by the building trade students there at the technology center.
Now, if I open the mirror, it's going to say John was here. No.
It might.
Somebody that wants to leave their stamp of approval on it, you know. But now, did someone have to approve your designs?
What we were trying to do is to try to give the real-world experience to the students at the Technology Center. So Habitat served as kind of like the owner, and then we asked the drafting and trades and engineering students to serve as like an architect, engineer, designer for the house. Modular Homes kind of gave us a plan example. We gave it to the students and asked them to, with some little bit of guidance, kind of what we were looking for, three-bedroom, two-bath house, and they come up with a really neat design concept. And the construction programs committee of the Habitat chapter here, we reviewed the plans and had them tweak a few things, and then we approved it and took it to the local building official here in Giles County for a final review. So then we get a building permit to get these students start making sawdust.
Wow, that's kind of exciting. How does it feel to have your design come to fruition?
It's pretty cool.
I would think that it is pretty cool. Yeah. You know, like I like to doodle a lot, you know, and but then they actually build it, you know.
You actually see something on the sheets and then
it is
in real life.
Wow. And you guys are going to grow up here and probably live in the neighborhood and everything like that. And then every time you go past that house, you got to honk the horn.
Yeah.
Because that's a part of what we did.
Absolutely.
Now, is Habitat for Humanity supplying materials and stuff?
Absolutely. We're working with in-kind donators as well as raising funds. You know, we've had folks like the James Hardy in Dublin donate to siding. Eck Supply in Blacksburg has donated the electrical components for it. We've had Simpson Strong Tie donate some of the materials needed for the metal clips and things for the house. And, you know, Selney's has given us, you know, some money. The Volvo UOW has given us some money. Progress Street Builders in Blacksburg has raised a bunch of money for us. And so, with community in-kind donations of money and materials, we've worked really well to get this project off the ground and continue to get money and working with the community for more donations.
Who actually gets to cut the ribbon on it?
Well, you know,
we're going to have to have a ceremony. Well, you know, yeah.
We're actually hoping to have a groundbreaking ceremony soon at the lot that's designated.
Oh.
We're hoping when they finish with this house in spring of 2015, it'd be great as the students are going to come out that built the house and set this house and, mm-hmm. and finish tying in the roof and things. So it'd be great to see them part of that. And that, as far as I'm concerned, they should cut the ribbon. They built most of it, and then the community gets to finish it. So
wow. Oh, how does the community get to finish it? The last touches or something like that?
The last touches.
They get to screw in the light bulbs and things?
Well, you know, the building trades is going to get to a certain point, around 80%, if I put a percentage on it. And there will be things like finishing the drywall, putting in carpet, the cabinets, putting on the front porch, the side porch, putting in the HVAC, tying in the plumbing into the street, that sort of thing, we'll have to get community volunteers.
Community volunteers. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of wild because
yeah. –
It'll only be 80% finished. You know, it's not walk-in ready.
Right.
And I would be disappointed.
It also gives the awarded, the family that's going to purchase this home, mm-hmm. That gives them opportunity to get them sweat equity, too. And it, as well as, you know, the students get to have a lot of fun, but it also allows us to have the community get involved with this as well, too.
So you don't have to go to Appalachia to build a house.
Right.
Yeah, just stay home and do it.
That's right.
I kind of like that. You
just
know,
come on in.
You know, all these college kids, you know, they go off and, you know, Appalachia, we're going to go help out. They never show.
Yeah.
So here's some of our own local grown kids, Zane and Leslie, actually designing buildings while in high school. So folks here can, you know, really have a good time or a good house, decent housing.
Oh, it's going to be
beautiful. I mean, it's been a while since we put up new housing down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be, three bedrooms, two baths. It's going to have some of that James Hardy siding on the side of it. And it's going to be really nice, about 1,288 square feet, I believe. It's a 46 feet by 28 foot wide.
Yep. Well, it's a good size house.
Yeah, I mean it's nice, and so we're really hoping this summer, start getting some home applicants Community Housing Partners has been taking our application processes. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can find the family that wants to purchase this home. That's based on their income, of course, and so we're hoping to find
that leaves
family.
Me out.
Well, fill out an application.
Oh, I'm a volunteer. I volunteer my time for the radio station. You know, come on. All right. You do other things. I mean, what's over in Blacksburg where you can go get materials? Let's say I have a side do-it-myself project, you know?
Oh, well, we've got an excellent restore there on Franklin Street in Christiansburg, North Franklin Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across from the Christiansburg Rec Center. It's a nice facility. You know, we've got cabinets to furniture to screws to nails to toilets, sinks, anything you need to do to improve your home or even furnish your home. We get in-kind donations from the community along with, certain new suppliers and such, and we've got brand new to used great home merchandise.
I want to ask my architects here. I'm planning to build a greenhouse, but I want to lean to, but I can't lean it to against the trailer because the trailer moves and it's portable. So I want to put a deck down and then build kind of like a three-sided deal. Can you do that legally?
Kind of like triangle, like trapezoid type thing?
Well, it's going to be kind of like a lean-to shed,
mm-hmm.
but that wall that it goes up on will hold the weight instead of mm-hmm. leaning it up against the building. Is that possible, do you think?
I think anything's possible. I know that Mr. Jones, our machine shop teacher, always says if we can put a man on the moon, we can do anything we want to.
Yeah, that's right. They did. I want to get my hammer out, man. I want to start this project this summer, man. You know, you gave me some incentive. No, I want to off my kitchen. I want to walk in greenhouse.
That would be cool.
Because I can't go out in the garden too much anymore because of allergies and all kinds of illnesses and things like that. So I think I'm just going to kick out the back door and put a deck out there and just walk out there and have cherry tomatoes in January. That's my thing. Maybe I'll get some of these architect kids, or when you have something done there, I'm gonna buttonhole some of these kids and start talking. Come on, design this for me. Do this for me. Dennis needs a house. You know?
Exactly. These are some smart folks here. So,
I understand that. I really think that it is amazing, and you guys did a good job designing this thing. Yeah. You know, and you get school credit for it. You know,
yeah.
It might not be your Zane. What do you want to do when you get out of high school?
Go to NRCC and get a two-year degree with police science.
Okay. You won't write me a ticket, will you? I'm nice to you today, so you got to be nice to me in the future.
just don't break the law.
There you go. You know, I always say that. You know, when I had my kids, I even said that. Well, Beretta on TV, don't do the crime if you can't do the time or something like that. Yeah. Beautiful line. Leslie, what are you going to do when you graduate?
I plan to go to New River for 2 years and get the general engineering degree, and then I want to go to Virginia Tech to get my aerospace engineering degree.
What are you going to design a space lab?
That would be cool. Yeah.
Wow, that would be well. They put that up there. You say anything is possible. Your shop teacher's right. Look at that big old laboratory in the sky, just going around and around. You know, and now they got it, so they don't even have to send shuttles up anymore. They just send these drones up there like that. Supers. It has to be a super drone. You know, for the cargo and everything like that. I said, man, that's in my lifetime. So what's going to happen in your lifetime? I don't really know. Well, we're going to put up a wrap on this. Zane, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Leslie.
Thank you.
LB Dade, you want to say anything more about Habitat for Humanity?
Well, hey, you know, we're tickled to be working in Giles County. And, you know, I really want to thank AM990 WNRV, The Ridge, for supporting us as well. Thank you all for having us. We really appreciate it.
Well, you guys are quite welcome.